दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय रेणुका। Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the plenary session of the summit on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said One Earth, One Family, One Future is as relevant as G20 Brazil summit held in Delhi last year. He said the people-centric decisions taken at the G20 summit in New Delhi have been taken forward during Brazil's presidency. He called it a matter of satisfaction that G20 prioritized SDG goals and focused on inclusive development, women-led development, and youth power. The Prime Minister stressed that countries of the Global South are most adversely impacted by the flood, fuel, and fertilizer crises caused by global conflicts. He pointed out that discussions can only be successful when the challenges and priorities of the Global South are kept in mind. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the initiative by the Brazilian G20 presidency for launching the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty at the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This collaborative initiative marks a significant stride towards ensuring food security and uplifting vulnerable communities worldwide." He assured India's full support to this effort. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting with senior officials in New Delhi yesterday to assess the security situation in Manipur. Sources said the centre is dispatching an additional 50 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, CAPF, to the state. The Home Minister had reviewed the security situation in Manipur in a meeting with senior officials yesterday as well. In Maharashtra, former Home Minister of State and Nationalist Congress Party, Sharad Chandra Pawar, party leader Anil Deshmukh sustained head injuries due to stone pelting on his vehicle while he was returning from a campaigning rally in Katol block of rural Nagpur. He was admitted to a private hospital in Nagpur. Similar incidents of violence have been reported in North Maharashtra. In Jalgaon, a candidate from Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi sustained injury from a gunfire. Senior leader Sharad Chandra Pawar has condemned the incidents of violence and demanded stern action against the accused. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has said that stern action will be taken against the accused. Campaigning for assembly elections in the state ended this evening. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index AQI of 494 as of 10 PM yesterday. In view of the increasing level of air pollution in the national capital, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena directed the Delhi government to implement staggered timings in all government offices. This order will be effective on all offices of Delhi government and municipal corporation. Delhi Municipal Corporation offices will be open from 8:30 AM to 5 PM. Delhi government offices will work from 10 AM to 6:30 PM. This arrangement will remain in force till February next year. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi announced that all classes in Delhi schools will be held exclusively online, including for class 10th and 12th from today. The Delhi University will also conduct classes in online mode till Saturday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and dense fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In Chhattisgarh, the CBI has arrested former chairman of State Public Service Commission, Taman Singh Sonmani, in a case related to CGPSC recruitment scam. The CBI also arrested a director of a private steel company in connection with the scam. Former chairman of Chhattisgarh Public Service Commission, Sonmani, had allegedly favoured his relatives in the recruitment. A 251-member delegation from Janakpur Dham in Nepal, including Chief Minister of Madhesh Province, Satish Kumar Singh, handed over an invitation to Champat Rai, General Secretary of Ram Mandir Trust, to attend Janaki Bibha Mahotsav. On Monday, the delegation led by Madhesh Chief Minister handed over the invitation letter to the Indian guests to visit Janakpur Dham on the occasion of the Janaki Bibha Mahotsav. FIFA International Friendly Football match between India and Malaysia ended all square with a 1-1 draw at Gachi Bowli Stadium in Hyderabad yesterday. The visitors initially took the upper hand with Paulo Jose's early goal in the 19th minute of the match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.